can thank the Lord for all of his blessings, and we've truly had a great time of fellowship and a good turnout. I think Lester told me about 71 this morning, and so we can praise the Lord for that, and all different people, you know, friends, family, co-workers, and so do be praying that the word preached would do a work in the hearts, whether they're lost or whether they're saved, and have a lot to thank the Lord for. And this is just this afternoon. Dan's going to be leading our service. We're going to be singing songs. We're going to be doing all types of things. You have scriptures, and Dan will explain that. But let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer, and once again, thank the Lord. So we do thank you, Lord, for the many blessings already today. And it's not just today, really, it is every day that we can say the same thing. We thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus Christ. So I do pray that you'd use the word preached this morning. Pray that you'd work in hearts. I do pray that you'd unite us together with the desire to serve you. And so I do thank you for the good time downstairs, the food and the fellowship and all those who had a part in it. And even do pray that you'd bless this afternoon. So we do pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we're going to have a wonderful time of fellowshipping with one another around God's Word this afternoon, as well as reading Scriptures. Many of you accepted a copy of a piece of Scripture, and what we're going to do is we're going to have just kind of an impromptu time of giving praise to the Lord, and so you can read your Scripture whenever you would like to, and James has the walking microphone, so if you raise your hand, he'll bring you the microphone so that we can all hear. And you can read your scripture whenever you would like, and you can give a testimony of thanks to the Lord, praise Him for something that He's done for you over this last year, or last month, or last week, or whenever it has been over your life, and you'd like to offer up a testimony of praise to the Lord. And then as things kind of slow down here and there, we'll drop a song in or two and enjoy a little time of singing as well. We will start out with a song, however. I will let you sit because I'm sure that I had a hard time getting back up out of that pew after I sat down. So let's start with 488. 488. And we'll have a wonderful time of singing as well. All right. Who would like to be first to offer a testimony of praise to the Lord? You can just read your scripture if you don't want to give a testimony as well. You don't have to do that. James, right here, back here in the back. And you don't have to stand. Oh, you can choose to read that whenever you're ready.
And do I have to use this?
If we can all hear you, then you don't have to.
You'll hear me because I've got a big mouth.
Was that a testimony or were we? Okay.
Jonah 2. I've been Jonah, first of the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. Can everybody hear me?
No.
Give me that mic.
You're going to make her use the mic.
Is it ready?
Yep. All you have to do is just hold it still and talk into it.
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And he answered me, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surround me. All your billows and all your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains, the earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into the holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. And I just want to say, I could spend forever here with all my friends. I enjoy my time here with all the people at Norwoodville. I love you guys all dearly, every single one of you. And it just makes me kind of sad that people maybe that was here today don't enjoy what I enjoy, the fellowship of fellow brothers and sisters. They don't know what it's like. And if they knew what it was like, they'd be like me. They'd want to hang around instead of, you know, belching and going home. And not staying for the service, you know. And I know some of them couldn't stay, but a whole lot of them wanted to get out of here, you know. I'm sure they wanted to hit the road. And if they only knew what a wonderful, wonderful time it is with brothers and sisters in Christ, when you yourself are in Christ, you don't want to leave. You just want to enjoy each other's company for as long as you possibly can. And that's how I feel about all my brothers and sisters here at Norwoodville. I love you all dearly. You can have it.
Go ahead. Thank you, Inez. Ruth, right next to you. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to sit down.
That's all right.
Okay. I'm going to read this that you gave me. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let the sacrifice of sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And I feel the same way. I'm thankful. So many things that I could spend all day thanking the Lord for as good as he is to me. And this church is the number one because we have so many good people here. Thank you.
Can I fight you for it? I have a big mouth too, amen. But I'll use this thing. If I hold it real close, will I?
I don't know if I did good with it or not.
2 Corinthians 4:15-18. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man being renewed day by day. 17. For our own light affliction, which is but for a moment, it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are internal. Amen.
We'll get right down to you there, Maude, after Eva.
Okay.
All right.
Psalms 104. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
Be thankful to him and bless his name. And I too would like to say that this church is a blessing to me, all of my church family and everyone. And the reason why I was late this morning, I started off early and ended up late. I had a flat tire, so but I'm here, and God bless everyone.
It may have seemed somewhat odd to some of you. When I chose out Jonah 2, I was thinking of how odd of a situation that Jonah found himself in. Somewhat of his own making, obviously, but an odd situation to be wrapped in weeds, stuck in the belly of a whale, and even there to say, I offered up my thanksgiving to the Lord. So, Maud.
Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I do praise the Lord for all the helps and all the wonderful conversations and cards. We've got so many. And our offering has gone up to $5,000 at the Peru. And they had many needs down there, building and different things. And we're just so thankful for that. I can't begin to say how many cards we have. It must be a stack like that. And with offerings. People that they've given a testimony of different things that Bob has done for them or led them to the Lord. Many, many people have been led to the Lord by him. Some of them I don't think I even knew about, you know. And I thank you for all your prayers and your cards. And for his answer prayer.
Amen.
I got 1 Corinthians 1:4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. And today is my 1 year anniversary of having come here. I came last Thanksgiving, unknowingly that you guys were going to have a luncheon after church. So that was a really nice surprise. I'm sorry. And, I agree with Paul. He was thanking for the Corinthians church, but I do thank God for you, you know, what you have been in my life. You know that I don't have family close by. So, I mean, you're it. You're my family. And I thank you for being my family and it's really a blessing. And also, I'm doing a study on grace. It's devotional, and something that has really stuck in my heart has been, you know, that many times we rely on grace for salvation, but once we are saved, then we go back to trying to be to the works, you know, and stuff. But the word grace here got my eye. I thank God, my God, always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. And that's, you know, something that has been preached here about the grace of God that has been, you know, was given to us by Christ Jesus. And it's not only the saving grace, but also the sanctifying grace. And that has been an encouragement to me here. So.
All right. All right. Brother John?
1 Chronicles 16:23-36. Sing to the Lord, all the people, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonder among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods are the peoples of our idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in beauty and of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice, and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. I guess what I would like to be thankful for is that had some hard times, you know, with my boy going to Afghanistan. My sister has cancer again, and my job's not secure, or it's going away. What I'm thankful for is that the more I think I got everything in control, the more I realize it's all in His hands. And I'm thankful that I came here, and I got all you to help me, and most importantly is I got the Lord to help me.
Amen.
Psalm 95:2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. Yesterday, the three sisters, one from Slater, one from Altoona, and myself, went to see our sister in Perry at the nursing home. Somebody in the community had donated money for a Thanksgiving get-together, and every resident could invite as many friends or relatives as they had, and it was all free. It was wonderful. Three or four different kinds of homemade soup and desserts and relish tray, just everything. Wonderful, wonderful time of fellowship. There was a nice group of people that came there that volunteered their services. Happened to be a man who is 80, probably 85 years old, whose sister was my kindergarten teacher. And she also ran the flower shop in Madrid, which was totally unheard of. Anyway, they sang a lot of popular songs. They sang a few religious songs, and I don't really know any of their statuses or so on. But it was so neat, because this man came over, and, well, there's the four mayor girls. There used to be five. There's the four. Now, he knew all of them except me, because he's 14 years older than me, and I switched to Madras High School when I was like 14 years old, or I guess I was 16. But anyway, I was the only one that didn't graduate from Luther, which Luther was going to sunk the year after I graduated, so my folks switched pretty mad. Anyway, it was a blessed time. That's a wonderful home up there. There are a few Christian workers, volunteers, and they always come to us, you know, we always try to sing something for them, and of course it's 99% Christian songs. So I thank God that my sister was able to go to a place like that where she's pretty content. And the only thing is she'll talk to other residents, and they all agree. It's a wonderful place, but man, I sure hate to think I'm going to spend the rest of my life here. But it is a good place to be. So I thank them for that. Song I'd like to have us sing is I'll Fly Away, number 554.
I would
that's
be happy
a,
to
that's
sing
a song
that song.
That, yeah. Ramona asked for copies of a while back, and so we had to dig it out. I didn't realize it was in our hymnal. Had to dig it out and send it up there to her, because she's been known to sing by herself, you know, in her room. You know, those that were here when she was here can remember how she used to just sing a song. Now, no accompaniment or nothing, just sing, because it was in her heart. So I thank God for all the prayers, for the love that this church has for me and myself and my family, for my son Joe, and how God has touched his life. I'm so thankful to God that things are looking better, and the best is yet to come. And we've read the back of that book, haven't we, Maude? And it says that we win, because we will be in heaven someday. So, thanks. Oops.
I'm all hung up here.
All right, so we'll sing 554. Just for... was on my list to sing, so I don't, we must be psychotic or something. Yeah, get it? All right. It's turned on. All right, Brother Dave.
I had 1 Timothy 4:4-5.
James, you didn't turn it on. Two clicks. There you go.
There you got it. Is it there now?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 Timothy 4:4-5. And I thought that would be appropriate for me because it says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving."
They are rather tasty, are they not?
And, yeah, knowing what I drag in all the time, like, out of the fields, that was appropriate. But, you know, I really am thankful for, you know, just all we have in this country to... I was thinking about all the food we have downstairs, and you think about all of the other places that you could have been born or would be at that don't have that, and so many other things that we have. I mean, just every day you kind of wonder, you know, how did I get put here, really, as opposed to somewhere else. So God's blessed us, blessed me all my life. We're talking about how long it's been since I was saved, but it's been about 63 years. So.
Amen. Praise the Lord. James, I believe Brother Joe, right over here.
Okay. I can get by without that thing.
Sit down, James.
I've got Psalm 71:8-15. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. And I'd just like to say again to everybody here, thanks for all the prayers for my mother and I, and it's really a good place, you know. A good place for me to start. I just want to ask everyone to pray with us and for the rest of my family. See them be here one day too.
And if I believe, if you read the last sentence of that verse again, or that section that you read, the psalmist there said, "I do not know the limits of you, but of your grace, of your mercy," and the things that he is implying there, that we understand that no matter how much we know of him, we know nothing. We honestly know so little that we cannot even know the limit of what He is or what He can do. Joe's living testimony of that, from what I understand. And I'm sure we all are as well. James, I believe, right back over here, Beyond would like to read her scripture.
Mine is Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. And I'm just thankful that we've prayed and prayed for Brian. He was on meth drugs, and he's finally came to not doing drugs. He has a house, an apartment, a job. He's really came a long ways, and it's just the power of prayer. And, you know, I didn't know if I would see it. I knew the Lord would answer the prayer and he'd come back, but I didn't know if I would see it. And he's made a lot of progress, and it's just the grace of God that's done that for him.
Amen. Someone else would like to... Oh, behind you, James. Brother Bill.
Mine is Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. And myself, a lot of times I'll sit and ponder why things are the way they are. And it always comes back to me, you know, that's the way it's going to be. You don't have any choice in the matter. You know, it's God's will, no matter what it is. And so I just, you know, you have to accept that. Even though you wonder about why things are the way they are, you just accept the fact that it's God's will. And with thanksgiving, you just keep it on. And I've really, really, really... This is actually the only church I've really actually ever been in. So I'll probably be the last one I've ever end up in, too. Thank you anyway.
All right. James, right down over here. Brother, oh, you're going to catch Amy while you're back there? Okay.
First Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
And she's thankful she gets to babysit.
I have Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And I myself, I have trouble remembering. I'm supposed to be thankful for my failures as well as my positive things. And I need a little bit of work on that yet. But I'm very thankful that I found this church and the people that's here. Because I've learned to accept Him as my family now, because my sister don't have too much to do with me, and I just love you all.
Amen. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I got Psalm 56. To the chief musician, set to the silent dove in distant lands, a mictum of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lay in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God, I will praise His word. In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? A friend of mine from work was here with me today.
Amen.
And he needs the Lord.
And Brother Bob, what's his name again?
Bo Finley.
Bo, that's right. Okay, so you remember to pray for Bo. Brother Lester. No, that's the antenna part. The microphone's clipped right onto the top there.
Oh, it's up here?
Yep.
Okay.
You got it.
Psalms 106:1. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for He is merciful, endures forever. Mm-hmm. And there's no end to the thanks that you can give for living in the United States, being in the military for many years, seeing a lot of foreign countries. People don't even begin to appreciate what they got in the United States. Not even start. Because they don't realize their foggiest idea is not close. So, thanks to our church, everyone in the church. I always think about that when I'm sitting there and there's a lot of food. There's people right here in the United States that's going hungry. So, I'm very thankful for everything.
Which way? This one?
No,
it's okay. Psalms 28:7.
Oh, you
okay.
About?
Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. It's page 289. It's There Shall Be Showers of Blessings.
Okay. 289. You okay over there, Cassie?
Thank you.
someone else would like to. I know there's still a few of the scriptures out there. You do not feel obligated to read them if you do not want to. If you'd like to, you can, or you will have a testimony you'd like to give. I gave Pastor a really long one just because I didn't want to read it.
This is 2 Corinthians 9. Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready. Lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this servant not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And, you know, this is an incredible chapter, and I could just preach and preach, and you've already heard me preach once today, and that's not the purpose of this sermon, or this service, to have another sermon. And but all of us can be thanking God for his indescribable gift.
Amen.
And that is what Jesus Christ has done for us in providing salvation for us. And how can we thank God enough? We can't thank God enough. And so constantly we should be thanking more and more, you know, just a continual thanksgiving to God for Jesus Christ and all that we have in him. And that's really what should bind us together, because we share in that, Jesus Christ. And I hope that we're bound together with the desire to serve him. And that's really my heart's desire for this church, is to be bound together in the service of Jesus Christ. It's so easy to let things kind of wiggle in there and start to kind of divide us a little bit. But we don't want that to happen. We want to be bound closely together, desiring to serve God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. As you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. I'd just like to take the opportunity to say thank you to everyone that has prayed for me so much this semester. God has really stretched me this semester, and I thank him for that, because he's preparing me to be the teacher that he wants me to be. And a lot of you know I'm taking a class at DMAC, and the professor does not like me because I am a believer. And I thank God for that persecution. I know he's going to help me pass the class because I need it. And so I'm trusting in him to get the grade that he knows I need. And I had a big senior interview this week, and one of the last hurdles I have for this semester, and I had to stop and reflect back on what I've learned these last 2.5 years, and it's amazing to see where God has brought me and the ways that he has stretched me. And I just thank you that you have prayed for me so faithfully, because I know without your prayers I would not have succeeded in doing what I have done. So thank you very much.
I am, of course, very thankful for the little bundle back there. But I know that you know that the last couple months have also been very hard. And I guess Stephen and I were up half the night as I struggled with this. But I do know that I have learned that even through a trial or through a hard thing, I have a Savior who loves me, and He is absolutely the only thing that I need. I do not need John to eat. I mean, he needs to eat to stay alive, but I do not need him to eat to be happy or to glorify God or to be content. All I need is my Savior, and He is there for me, and He has given me everything that I need. And I know for so many who are lost, all they have to hold on to is the material things. Through a trial, all they have is their physical needs or their what they think is what they need. And I am so thankful that God supplies all my need, and He supplies it through Himself, through Jesus Christ. And I can glorify Him with my life, whether or not the trials or the other circumstances go as I would wish. Christ is sufficient, and I am so thankful for Him at this time, because He is all any of us need.
Amen.
Have Psalm 7:17. I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I have never ever known a biological father, and that makes me more and more thankful that I have my Father in heaven, to no one can compare. I'm very thankful for the relationship that I can have with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for the strength that I can gain through my Father in heaven. I'm thankful for the hope of our salvation and the security of that. I'm thankful for the truths that we have in His Word, our guide for life. And everybody that was here today, because I feel so blessed to have my Father in heaven, makes me feel so sorry for them that they don't have that. And that saddens me. And at the same time, makes me feel more blessed that I have my Father in heaven. And I'm just so thankful for Him. Knowing that He'll never change, knowing that we can stand on every one of His promises, gives me hope every day and strength every day. And I'm thankful for my church family here. I love every one of you, and I'm thankful for the prayers that we can pray for each other and just be there for each other. But it's for His glory. And I would like to sing 58.
All right. We'll turn over to hymn number 58 then. This is my Father's world. Anybody else that would like to read their scripture? I see Brother Duane there.
This must be a very important verse. Dion had it. Dion read this verse before.
Well, that's probably because I mistakenly copied it twice.
It must be doubly important.
Yeah.
Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. One of the greatest blessings a parent can have is to see their children progress in spiritual things. In the last couple, three prayer meetings, I requested that you pray for Tim and Renee's three girls that were involved in the National Bible Bee memorization. Well, first they competed at Marshalltown. I may have shared that with you. And they made each one of the girls pass to the, I don't know how many contestants were there in the regional. But all three girls competed well enough to go to the nationals, which were held in Schaumburg last week. I may have mentioned to you that Sophie, the senior in high school, had memorized passages which included at least 800 verses. Carissa worked on 250, and Lexi, the fourth grader, I think, she learned a couple hundred. In the national, there were 6,400 competitors when this started. Just to let you know how it concluded, as far as our grandchildren, Carissa and Lexi, they did very well, but they did not come down to the finals. Sophie got in the final 15 out of the final 100 that were chosen from 6,400 overall in the national. Sophie was in the 15. We had the privilege of seeing her kind of by chance on a Margaret had her, whatever you call it, the computer thing with the, she had found it coming over the screen. And she didn't know what she was going to get, but she got the final 15. Sophie was the 15th one of the 15 to compete to be on the final five. She was asked to quote a text in 2 Chronicles. A number of the students were asked to quote scripture from the Old Testament, which I think is much more difficult than the New Testament. Anyway, Sophie was quoting a long text from 2 Chronicles. And as I understand it, she said I in one place instead of we. which was the only thing that disqualified her from the final five. But we rejoice to see our children and grandchildren progress in whatever they do, but particularly if they have a spiritual emphasis in what they're doing. And then just the other day, Tim told me that someone from the, I think it's the Atlantic Monthly, was going to contact Sophie and quiz her about the Bible Bee. And apparently she impressed them sufficiently to want to interview her. And they may be writing an article in the Atlantic Monthly. But whether Sophie placed and whether she won first, second, or whatever, this knowledge that these girls have learned from the Word is amazing. I mean, it'll stick with them all their lives. And the best award that Sophie could have gotten was a crystal plaque, about like this, engraved regarding the Bible Bee contest. And she was honored, so to speak, for speaking with real dedication and compassion for the Scriptures. And as her grandfather, I'd say, that's the best award.
One day, she'll have the opportunity to stand before our Lord and perhaps hear the greatest reward. Well done. Amen. Anyone else like to share a scripture that they have or give a testimony? Right? I have been reading various and sundry books lately. Went to the Right to Life book sale several months ago and purchased a bunch of books, just a scad of books. And as you are well aware, I have a horrible addiction to that problem. And I have about 2,000 volumes in the basement of our house, and I've got another 1,000 sitting in the basement of somebody else's house. And so I have a book problem, as you might be aware. And I had never read, and they're just various books, you know, strange things. And I had never read Robinson Crusoe, Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe. Never read it before. And you say, what does that have to do with this? Well, don't worry. Trust me. It's coming, okay? Well, Pastor announced last week that I was struggling at work and having troubles. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate that. And had been contemplating, you know, looking for another job and such and things. And I've been having a lot of difficulties at work. And we all do. Those of us who, I mean, there's trouble at work. There always is. We live in a fallen world. Whether it's at home or it's at work or whatever it is, we're around a bunch of sinners, including ourselves. And so there's difficulty. And as I was reading this book, which I'd never read before, as I was reading this book, one of the things that happened to the character was that, of course, he was cast away on this island and all the things that had happened. And he lived a rather raucous life, if you're not familiar with it. And he was reduced to nothing, to literally having absolutely nothing other than what he could rescue out of a boat that he was stranded on, and had to make his own tools because he didn't have anything and try to eke out an existence. And as that goes through, he lives for 29 years on the island. One day he discovers that there have been man-eating cannibals, you know, savages on the island. And so he's frightfully afeared. And as he's hiding in his cave, he remembers that he has three copies of God's Word that he had found that were stored in some of his shipmates' lockers. And he had spirited them away, not knowing if he would ever need something to read, basically. And he pulls one of them out, and I don't know where Daniel Defoe stands on anything theological, other than to say that his character pulls out God's Word and falls upon this verse. Psalm 50 and verse 15. And it says, "Call on me in a day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me." Now, whether it's the Pilgrims, or whether it's Dan at Arby's, or whatever it is, or whatever the condition that you are in, whether you're Jonah in the belly of the whale, or you're Dan Knox in Afghanistan, God says that if we will call on Him, He will rescue us. Now, for those of us who are believers, we understand that there's something else going on here just besides calling for help when you need it. You see, because He delivered us from the greatest trouble that we could have by simply accepting His Son as our personal Savior. He's rescued us from death. But you see, as we turn our thoughts toward the concept of Thanksgiving, it is not the story of Robinson Crusoe or Dan at Arby's that matters. It's the last phrase of that verse. Now, we focus on the getting rescued part because it's important to us. But you notice the last phrase of that verse. God says, "And you will honor me." And that's what Thanksgiving is all about. It's all about giving thanks back to God for the things He's already done, for the things that He's going to do, the things that He has promised that we can stand firm upon. No matter how dark the situation may be, no matter how bleak things may seem, no matter how bad the currency is in our country, or how many people are without jobs, or whatever the case may be, the whole purpose of our existence is to glorify Him. Whatever we do, whether we sit down at the feeding trough, or whatever it may be, is to bring glory and thanks to Him, to honor Him for the things that He has done. And so let me say thank you to you, because you allowed me to stand up here and direct and be blessed by your giving of thanks. And I hope that you have been, your heart's been warmed, not for the sake of having warm fuzzies, but rather for the sake of being reminded of the One who died for us and what that means for our lives. Not just being rescued, but bringing Him honor. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the opportunity to praise You. And our Father, as we think of this season, in particular here in America, we realize that it is not simply the fourth Thursday of November that we should offer thanks. Nor is it simply the third Sunday in November, or any other day that is special beyond any other day, but that we ought to offer thanks moment by moment, day by day. Thank You for all that You have done, for all that You are doing, and for all that You have promised yet to do. Help us truly to live with a spirit that is overflowing with the abundance of who you are. And help us to see those who don't have that very same abundant life. And help us to want to give it to them and share it with them as well. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the songs that we have sung. And thank you for the wonderful testimonies of your abundant grace and your mercy in the lives of those who are fellow members of Norwoodville Baptist Church, those who are here with us today, of your grace. And we cannot say thank you enough. However, we do say thank you one more time in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you. You are dismissed.
That reminds me of the little escapade that he did down there. I dropped her off that day.